What is up, everybody? You're listening to the Scavoli Show. We have such an amazing, oh, he's a model, he's an actor, he's a cast player, he's a Dunkin' Donuts owner, I think. He's everything, this guy. This guy is a cast player for one of the baddest villains of all time in the history of the movies. Yeah, that's what I said, the movies. You're listening to the Scavoli Show. So, Supreme Dubree, are you here, my friend?
I'm here. Can you
I
hear
can
me?
hear you fine. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I
Oh
can hear you.
yeah. Oh yeah. Did you like your little entrance I did for you?
That was great. I like the build
See
up.
that you're welcome. See what I do for people like you, Supreme? Look what I do for you. Proud moment. But how are you? How's everything?
I'm fine. I'm fine. Just living, trying to get through this quarantine. How right, about
I'm
yourself?
alive. That's all I can say. That's all I can say, Supreme Debris. That's all I could say. I'm alive and I'm doing this podcast because of you, Supreme. But anyway,
Well, you're
yeah,
doing
I know I'm doing it, right?
it. Doing it because of you, but yeah.
It's because of you I'm here, Supreme. But anyway, let's not talk about how hot I am because we could talk about me for like years, you know? Let's talk about you and how awesome you are. So, Supreme Dubree, how did you start your cast playing and why did you pick Darth Vader?
Well, I started as a dare. My friend, I'd been talking about, like, for Halloween, I'd been talking to my old roommate at the time about, and maybe we should do something cool for Halloween one of these years. And I ended up being Michael Jackson. I got like a jacket and did everything, did my hair, and then the next year, I was thinking about, I actually, what is it? I saw there was a featurette on the Star Wars Blu-ray at the time about the 501st, and I didn't know anything about the costume group, so I saw that and was like, wow, okay, I can dress up as Darth Vader and do cool things. So I figured Darth Vader is my favorite character, so I'm like, okay, well, I'll do the research and build a costume. That's how I got started.
That's awesome. So you build the Darth Vader costume from hand, like you homemade it.
No, not really. Like, it's like you buy a lot of stuff from people and then you have to piece things together. So it's like a little bit of
Oh,
both.
okay. Don't do that to us. Don't say you handmade it and you did nothing, Supreme. But come on, man. But, hey, come
Did stuff.
on. You're going in and out a little, just so you know, Supreme.
Oh, okay. Probably just
Yeah, it's
testing.
probably mine or yours, but that's all right. We get what you're doing. So you started this as a dare. So how old were you when you first thought about this idea and the dare when it happened?
Oh, man, I was probably 24, 25, and my roommate just dared me to do it, and then I'm like, okay. So he didn't really think I was gonna do it until, like, I had all of a sudden I had a helmet, at my house, and he's like, oh, you weren't playing.
That's funny, a dare. See, if I did that, people would laugh at me. You know, I'll be the little Darth Vader, like Stewie and Family Guy, the Darth Vader Stewie with the big ass head but the small body. That's me, the small body.
Hey, I don't think I've seen that one yet, but somebody do that one yet.
It
So there's always a first.
there is always a first with Star Wars. Like things are being like the first with everything, really, in Star Wars. Like now, what was I going to ask you? I was going to ask you something. So when you go to these Comic Cons, so you do Comic Cons and Star Wars celebrations, stuff like that. So what do you go for the whole like 3 days? Like how long is it? Like you can take pictures with people and everything. So if they see you, they go, "Oh my God, it's Darth Vader. Oh my God, we want to take a picture."
Well, when I first started, it was new. It was like, oh my God, like, this is crazy new world, new everything. So I would go every day, all day, you know, for the full time, like, you know, I'd be there and everything. And that was years ago when I first started. But like now, like, you know, I can go maybe a day, kind of do my costume thing, maybe a day or two. And then the other day I'll maybe just hang out. Or mostly it's about just seeing your friends. Like after doing this for so many years, you mostly just go because like you meet and see so many people that you know and that you don't really see over the years. So it's always like a good like catch up kind of thing.
That's,
you know,
awesome because you grow friendships with people, different cast players. Like my BFF Ray Kinnix, that's my girl.
Yeah, exactly. Like like every time I go to a convention, like I rarely see her, so that's probably like the only time we really meet up these days.
Yeah, I think with Corona, everything got pushed back, and you couldn't see anybody. Like you can't even see your own family.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, and it's like this is probably the longest I haven't seen like a lot of people.
So you haven't seen me yet, so that's good. You know, you just want to meet me. anytime you're in New York, Supreme Debris, you come see Chris, okay?
That sounds like an idea.
Sounds like an idea. He doesn't even sound like it's a plan. He's like, yeah, it's this kid. I'm going to see this kid.
Okay, sounds like a plan too.
But Supreme, are you still there? It went in and out.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'm still here.
Because it goes in and out. And I'm like, what? I don't know if you're there or not. But we're going to keep it rolling because that's how we do on the Scavoli. We're classy and bougie and ratchet at the same time. All at once. All right, people? All at once. So your favorite character is Darth Vader. How did you be obsessed with Darth Vader? Like, what did you, like, you just saw his costume as a kid and was like, oh, I want to be that? Or was it just like a dare? Like, you just were like, okay, I know it's a dare, but you know how some people are like, oh, it's a dare. I dare you to be Darth Vader. And you just did it. Like, was Darth Vader your personal favorite character?
No, it was always my favorite character, like, you know, growing up watching the movies. But I only had Empire Strikes Back and Return of the Jedi, the VHSs, like, when I was a little kid. So, and, you know, Empire Strikes Back is basically his movie. So, you know, from going from that to being, like, later on being like, oh, there's another one. And then, like, you know, years later, you know, when you're able to afford things, it's like, oh, I can actually be this guy.
Yeah,
you know, if I'm like if I put my money where my mouth is, basically, you know.
Yeah, and you killed it. You killed the costume, really. I really like it.
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome, man. See what I do for you. So, can you tell us how did you meet my girl Ray Kinnix? For people that know her and are listening, how did you meet her?
We actually run around the same kind of costume circles, actually. I was a part of a group called Saber Guild. They do lightsaber combat shows and choreography and stuff like that. And I was a Vader. And I think I either met her there or at a convention. She ran up to me because I was at the time, I was one of the Darth Vader's, you know, active in Southern California. She ran up to me and asked if we could take pictures, and that's actually how we met. And then we became friends, and then I would show her how to practice with a lightsaber. So like we would like choreograph like, you know, fights and everything, because like she came, her first cosplay was as, you know, Rey. So she wanted to learn how to like hold a lightsaber and actually be able to fight with it. So that's actually how we became friends. And then we would do photo shoots and everything every now and then. And that's pretty much the basis of our friendship. We've been friends ever since.
That's awesome. I love Rey Kinnix. If you're listening to this, Rey, we love you. We support you. And you know what? My Supreme Debris taught you everything. Just saying. She might kill me for that. She might not give me free gifts no more.
Mm-hmm.
She might kill me. But Supreme Debris, I heard you're in Star Wars Theories little episodes or movie of what he's coming out with, part one. Can you talk about that, or you cannot spill anything on it?
I'm in part one, the one he already came out with, and then we're gearing up to do part two, but it just depends on this whole corona
I know thing. You can't even touch someone.
Pretty
now,
much. Pretty
now, how much. Did that come about? Because Star Wars Theory is a pretty good, like known, like he's one of the best YouTubers out there, in my opinion. So how did that come about?
Yeah. There's two parts. The summer, I had started watching his video maybe like a year before he had announced that he was going to be doing, you know, the film. And then he started doing the casting call, and I saw that, like, you know, it was like they were filming in L.A. And, you know, they were called asking for a Darth Vader, somebody that had, like, fight experience and learned choreography and stuff like that. And, like, well, that's me. Like, I just happen to be the only Vader that's kind of allowed in Southern California to be able to do, like, lightsaber combat.
Oh, okay.
Because the other customers, there's, like, a clause where we can't really do, you know, you can't really do fight or, you know, do things like that, you know, unless you're trained. But in Saber Guild, you know, that's the little loophole where it's like, okay, well, we trained for this, so you have to know what you're doing. So I auditioned and got the part. But oddly enough, Danny, the director, knew a friend of through a friend of mine, was asking around for cosplay, you know, people, stuff like that, because he has a friend through church that's a cosplayer. And then he told, my friend told Danny about me. So they had already known about me before, like, the casting. And the funny thing is, I was busy at the time. I was shooting something for Nerdist, like a Nerdist video. And I just so happened to be so busy. And then, like, I saw the email. I was like, okay, I'll get around to it a little later, but I never did. So they had actually asked about me before the casting. And I just sort of blew it off and then end up getting it later.
That's awesome. He's a he's nice, Star Wars Theory. I think he's, like, awesome. I haven't met him. I really want to touch his bald head. Like, I just want to feel the baldness of how...
I doubt I'll let you do that, but he's a cool guy.
Like, I just want, like, you did good today, Star Wars Theory. You like, your magic ball of baldness. Just like, it's a little cubic ball, you know? A little furry ball, you know? But Star Wars Theory, if you're listening to this, big fan of yours, come on the Scavoli Show, please. We love you. We love to have you. And we want your Palpatine voice that you like to use a lot.
Yeah, he's gotten good with the Palpatine voice.
He does. Now I can't wait for part two, so that's coming soon, right?
Who knows at this point? Like I said, it all depends on all this coronavirus stuff out there, you know.
But we'll see. Stay tuned, people, for part two of the Vader series with Star Wars Theory. By my guy, Supreme Dupree, is going to kill everybody because he's Darth Vader. You know, he just chokeholds everybody. He just, like, yeah, he throws people. He does all that nice jazz. But Supreme Dupree, we got to take a break real quick. All right. So you got to go potty or get a drink of Coca-Cola, whatever you got to do. Take a 5-minute break. Okay.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I bet it sound good. When we come back to the Scavoli Show, we will ask Supreme Dupree what is his favorite Star Wars movie and why, and moment and why. We will ask him one big, very question that I've told him before. Maybe he doesn't remember, or maybe he forgot. The world may never know. Like a Tootsie Roll Pop, the world may never know. But when we come back, we will talk about more with Supreme Dupree on the Bad Batch series that just came out and see if he can give his advice on it, because we don't know anything. He might know something because he goes to the cons and everything. So he might have heard something a couple of years ago about this new series. But we'll get back to that. Supreme Dupree, we'll be right back on the Scavoli Show. We'll see you soon. is up, everybody? You are back and listening to the Scavoli Show, the most important show. That's what I say, the most important show that you'll ever listen to in your life. It's like, what's that song? How does that song go? Serving it up, Scavoli's way. Yeah. See how I did that, my SpongeBob voice? I know. No one cares. No one cares. But I am back. We are back. I am back. We're all back. Now, Supreme Jabrine, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
You're there, right? I couldn't hear you. Oh, thank
you.
Yeah,
I'm here.
Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord and Lord you're here. Thank you. I was scared for a minute. Like, you disappeared on me. Like, went to the dark side without me, you know?
Yeah, I couldn't hear you for a second. Like, what the heck?
But we are back with Supreme Debris on the Scavoli Show. So, before we get into the most important questions on the show, what do you think of the new Bad Bat series that's coming out in 2021?
I'm excited for it, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, I would rather have had them just made this past season longer and just included them since they started their stories in the show, you know, instead of, you know, just trying to find something else they can, you know, put right after the Clone Wars, because I kind of want to see different eras, like, you know, eras of Star Wars in animation, not just Clone Wars stuff or, like, Resistance stuff, like, you know, just some, maybe something original trilogy, or even, like, beforehand, like, maybe even, like, you know, earlier Star Wars, like, the prequel.
Yeah, when I first, I think someone tweeted it, and I followed them, so I get their tweets. Mm-hmm. So then I went on StarWars.com, was like, da-da-da-da-da-da. And then I saw it, and then I was like, wow, they're actually having the Bad Batch series. I was like, there was rumors going around for it, and I was like, wow, that's incredible. I was like, maybe we'll see if they really went through with Order 66, because that's the most important question, I think. I think whatever happens after is important also, how they get along with the Empire, maybe hunt down the Jedi. But it's not long after that before the Stormtroopers take over, so maybe they'll show a little of that.
Yeah, I think it's probably gonna have to do probably with that, and they're probably gonna, who knows? I doubt they had their, you know, inhibitor chips. So, you know, who knows what side they're going to be on or what they're going to have to deal with. But all I know is they're most likely not in the original trilogy era. So who knows what happens with them?
Yeah. So they're just people that are out in the wilderness and don't know what to do with their life. That's what they are.
Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? Who knows? Where, there's rumors going around that Captain Rex and Ahsoka will make like a little cameo. Maybe they find them and hunt them down. I have no clue. We don't know if Captain Rex does really get hunted down, really. We just know he winds up with Wolf and Gregor.
Yeah, I mean, that's all we know for right now. Like, I think they're just trying to tie up all the clone stories, the rest of the clone stories that are, like, still, like, you know, up and out there, because they have to do that. I kind of sort of know what happens with Wreck, but, you know, there's Cody and then the rest of the clones, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, because the clones really didn't, when Order 66 happened, they did it, of course, but after, they're like, biting their asses, really, because they didn't like the Empire. They didn't like these Stormtroopers coming in and taking their place, because now the clones are, like, old mm-hmm. at that time when the Stormtroopers came in, but we'll see if, like, Cody... I would love to see Cody. I would love to see Gregor and see where Wolf, like, how do they, maybe they'll meet up or something. I don't know what they can do. I don't know how long it will go for either. Maybe 2 seasons max and that's it.
I think so too, because a lot of these shows, unless they're doing something drastically new, that people, they know people are really going to engage with, like, don't really last that long. Like, you know, Rebels was great and everything, and then it kind of went a little bit downhill, but then Resistance came out, and that show wasn't really liked too much, and it only had 2 seasons.
Yeah, I saw that.
You know, so it might, who knows, but then this is more Clone Wars content, so, you know, it's like the stuff that we do want, they don't give us enough of. And then the stuff that we kind of don't want, they give us just enough or too much. And then it's like, okay, we don't really want that.
Yeah, because there's so much There's so much rumored stuff coming out, and I hope it all comes true. So, Supreme, what is your favorite Star Wars movie and why, and moment? It doesn't have to be in the same, like, if your favorite movie is The Empire Strikes Back, I think it is. But, like, it doesn't have to be your favorite moment, too.
No. Empire Strikes Back is definitely, like, my favorite movie. You can only imagine how bummed I was because the 40th anniversary for Empire and this celebration was supposed to be Empire Strikes Back themed.
Oh, you would have loved that.
Yeah, I was really counting on the panel, everything. I was like super hyped for the, and then it was also supposed to be out here in California in Anaheim, like my backyard. So, you know, it was really going to make me happy seeing as I can just wake up at home and drive to the convention center every day instead of get a hotel.
Yeah, because it would be in Anaheim. Now they canceled it till 2022 in Anaheim. So we don't know what happens with everything. They no news from Star Wars, no nothing. Really, only the Bad Batch series, but that's all we got. No trailer from, maybe they would show the trailer of Mandalorian season 2, but we don't know when we're getting that either.
I mean, they said as far as that goes, we're still on track to get that in October. So I'm pretty sure, like, when Celebration was supposed to happen in August, we're probably going to get a trailer for that.
I hope so, because I need to see some more Baby Yoda action. That's my baby, just so you know, Supreme. That is my child. Spoiler alert. I know I was under contract. I know, but sometimes you got to break the contract, you know, and just tell people the truth.
I can see the resemblance.
I know. It's my ears. I think my ears give it away. I really think so. Or my eyes. Maybe it's my eyes. I don't know. We'll figure it out. But what is your favorite Star Wars moment? Or, like, yeah, moment.
Again, probably from Empire, the whole, like, you know, no, I'm your father. Like, that whole duel, that whole, like, you know, that whole fight, like, just, it's just something about, like, you know, one of those, like, classic Star Wars moments that just, like, still gives you, like, chills or, like, still, like, keeps you, like, you know, like, on the edge of your seat. Like, you know, just, even, like, you know, you're older and everything. Like, it's just, that moment's always been, like, my favorite.
Yeah, Empire Strikes Back was a great movie. I liked when Luke was fighting and stuff. It was good. I don't like Luke, so I don't really talk about Luke much. He's not like.
Yeah, he's not exactly my favorite character, but yeah, I get
that.
He's
like, that's a different. That's a subject that we won't get into. I love the actor though, Mark Hamill. Great job to you, but Luke the character, I don't fuck with. That's how I'm gonna say it.
Do you just not like Last Jedi, what they did with him in the new trilogy, or you just never liked him altogether?
I never really. Like, when A New Hope came out, I think that was 1977. That was the first movie. But it was supposed to be, like, number 4. Mm-hmm. Like, it's number 4, though. Yeah. I felt like Luke, I don't know. I really didn't like him when I, like, saw him. Like, I was like, who is this kid? Why is he doing this? Like, we know he's Anakin's son, and we know Anakin is Darth Vader. So I'm like, how are they going to do that? Like, are they going to bring him back? As I'm watching the movies, I'm thinking all this, but, you know, Luke does, like, have Anakin back to normal, like, to the light side, draws him back to the light, redemption. But I just don't like Luke. I don't know. I don't know if I can't pinpoint it why I don't like him. But, like, when people say, oh, my God, I love Luke Skywalker. Skywalker is, like, my baby father. Like, and I'm just like, really? It's like, really? Like, I would rather Anakin be my baby father. Like, and look at this. Luke is way older. Like, Mark Hamilton is way older than Hayden Christensen. So I'm like, that doesn't even make sense. Like, that's a little weird. Like, Anakin should be way older than Luke by a long shot, you know?
Well, and think about it, like, you know, and put yourself in the headspace of, like, what these movies were like coming out in the 70s, you know, and then And then, like, you know, thinking, like, years later, oh, wow, now they're going to go back and tell, like, the story of how it all happened, you know?
Yeah, I take that into consideration. But I just don't like Luke. I don't know why. I can't pinpoint, like, I don't know if he's important enough.
I mean, he's important. I mean, he helps, you know, turn back to the light side and everything. Like, you know, he is a catalyst for
yeah.
that, you know, at the end of the day.
Yeah, because he was this Anakin's son. I understand that. But so many people could have brought Anakin back from the light side to the light side, I feel like.
His daughter. His daughter could have. Leia could have,
yeah,
too.
Leia. I wish him, like, Anakin and Leia had some, like, interaction rather than just capturing her and then taking her for cookies, you know? Like, I need that, like, daughter interaction with her father, what we never got.
Yeah, people forget he tortured
yeah,
her.
Yeah, like,
blew up her planet.
He was like, you take this daughter. You want to be in the light side? Like, fuck you, bitch. Yeah, it was crazy. But, Supreme Debris, are you ready for this question? The important question of the day.
I am. Let's do it.
Is my baby, Ahsoka Tano, alive in Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker, and why?
No, I think she's dead. She's definitely dead. Because you hear, like, the voices, like, you know, talking to Rey, and all, those are all supposed to be the voices of, like, Jedi cast. And everything, and like none of those voices, none of the people who do those voices, all of Jedi and everything, they're all dead. So her voice was in there, so she has to be dead.
Do you want to hear my theory? This is my Star Wars theory. Take that. Boom. Blew it up. So here we go. So in The Rise of Skywalker, Ahsoka Tano could be 70 or 80 years old. It depends on what her species is. So we really don't know her age in Clone Wars and even Rebels. You're going to be mind blown, Dubry. You're going to be like, this kid has done it. This kid. Just wait. Just listen and you'll be fine. Here we go. So she is rumored to be in The Mandalorian Season 2. Right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah. Just say one episode. And that, and the Mandalorian takes 5 years after the Return of the Jedi. So that's 15 or 20 years before The Force Awakens. Okay? So she's supposed to be rumored in a live-action series. So just say the Mandalorian goes 5 seasons, which it's supposed to, right? And then they do, okay, finally we'll do the Ahsoka series. Okay, yay. So that takes place right after the Mandalorian. So the Mandalorian in that time span has to be at least 10 years before The Force Awakens, like going right into almost The Force Awakens, okay? So she is there. So there's rumors swirling around that these three series, I think the Mandalorian's one of them, I think, like there's another Ezra Bridger series coming out live action and then Ahsoka Tano live action. They're all going to come together in one show. Don't know how they're going to do that, but Dave Filoni and George Lucas are two smart motherfuckers. So I believe that they will do good. Okay. So in Rebels, we see Ahsoka between the world of worlds, right? And we see the bird, Morai, the light side. Like that's the light. And she says to Ezra, Morai have saved me more than once. Like, he saved my life from death, okay? Mm-hmm. So when she goes to the world of world, I think she knows where she is. So she is the world of worlds. To me, she's the world of worlds. And when The Rise of Skywalker, when I heard her voice, I was shook. Like, I was like, oh, my God, did you hear that, people? Like, I stood up and was like, did you hear that? Did you just hear that? People were like looking at me like, you got to calm down, kid. You just got to calm down. Like, they almost threw me out. I was a little depressed after that. But like Dave Filoni says, you can always hear the Force, not even if you're dead. You can always hear a Force ghost talking to you. They don't have to be dead. Okay. So when he said that, and then The Rise of Skywalker came out, a couple days after, he was like, with Gandalf, I think he posted with Gandalf and her, people thought I died too. So like, right there and then, like, and then he posts a picture of Ahsoka and Captain Rex on Camelback 2 after the Rise of Skywalker. So she, to me, is still out there and young and pure because the world of worlds is changing her. Like, you know, like Ezra reached in to save Ahsoka because Ahsoka was going to die the hands of Darth Vader. Definitely.
Yeah.
So when Ezra pulled her out and then she went her way, we don't know what way she went in the world of worlds. And then he went his way. So, and then they, and then suddenly she just ends up Falcrum again. Like, she's there and she's saying, talking to them. So we don't know where she went after the world of worlds. You know what I mean? So all this time, and then the Mandalorian comes out, right? Season two. Like, you're going to go 5 seasons and then you're going to kill off Baby Yoda? Like, you're going to kill off the cutest little thing in the world right now. Like, that's the most talked about thing in this world right now. Baby Yoda is the most talked about topic in 2019 and 2020, going into 2021. So, with that being said, just say Baby Yoda survives the 5 seasons of The Mandalorian, right? Where is Baby Yoda now? Where is Baby Yoda now? Where is he in the world? Like, he grows up. He must be like a growing up Yoda. Or do they kill him off? Like, they can't kill him. If they can, but they shouldn't. I'm just saying they can't kill him off because he's Baby Yoda and he's the cutest motherfucker in the world. And he's my child, you know? So he's out there in the Rise of Skywalker, as we know of. Ahsoka is out there in the Rise of Skywalker. The Mandalorian, we don't know what happens to him. So, and Ezra Bridger, we have Sabine, we have Hera. Hera's supposed to be in that new video game coming out. So all these people are still out there, you know? So, and where are they? That's my point I'm trying to get at. Where are Baby Yoda? Where's Ahsoka? If they are alive in the Rise of Skywalker, what are they doing? You know, are they just walking around sand and throwing sand bubbles at people? Like, what are they doing and why? Because the world still exists at that time. And, like, at the end, Rey says, I'm a Skywalker with a yellow lightsaber. Like, that means something. Like, I'm not a big fan of, like, Rey and Kylo Ren, but I'll take them as characters. But that also has to think also, like, she's the only Jedi left, as we know of, you know? So if Ahsoka Tano is out there, what is she doing? Like, what is...
I think they're going to use a world of worlds, like, you know, thing to... I don't know what they're going to do, but whatever they do next is going to involve that. As far as Baby Yoda goes, they're never going to, Disney is not going to kill him. And the cool thing about him is, like, his species lives, like, you know, hundreds of years. So they could go well beyond the movies and you know, like, you know, hundreds of years later when he's an adult. Yeah. You know? And the Mandalorian, like, so there's an Easter egg at Galaxy's Edge. And Doc Ondor's, his helmet rifle are actually on display, as in, like, they were collected.
Okay.
And everything in Galaxy's Edge is canon, so who knows what happens to him. All I know is he doesn't have his helmet anymore. So I don't know if he died, he retired. But by the Force Awakens and all that time, you know, years later, he's either dead or retired, or at least he just doesn't have his helmet. And as far as Ahsoka goes, like, the one thing is one gripe I don't like about Dave Filoni. I mean, like, you know, what he does and everything. I love the guy to death, but his one thing is, like, he doesn't know how to, like, end his characters, or he's unwilling to end his characters. So, like, Ahsoka should have died, you know, at least 2-3 times now, you know? Like, she should have had it, like, you know, ending, you know? Vader, honestly, like, she should have died in Rebels.
I think,
and just to have, like, a complete character arc, I feel like, you know, he could. And then also, it's like, you know, by A New Hope, there's not supposed to be any Jedi left. And I get, like, you know, there's that loophole that technically she's not a Jedi anymore. But I feel they stick with that. Like, same thing with, like, you know, they just in this new, you know, Star Wars game, the you know, the Jedi in that game. It's like, well, this isn't Cal Kestis. Like, they're, it's a given. Like, they're going to, like, kill, like, all those characters. Because think about this, another thing, as I was thinking, you know, everybody wants to see Vader go crazy and just do the purge, you know, in the suit. They want to see Vader hunting Jedi and stuff like that. We haven't really seen that except for in the comic books. You know, and like I said, by the end of by the beginning of A New Hope, there should be in Yoda and possibly Ahsoka, because, you know, we see at the end of Rebels, it's like right after Return of the Jedi, and she's there with
Ezra. Sabine.
Yeah, Sabine. She's there with Sabine looking for Ezra. So we know she's alive, and Rex is alive too, because, you know, they retconned him into Return of the Jedi.
I saw that.
So I think they're going to finish a lot of these characters' arcs in The Mandalorian, because, like, you know, they want to put, like, you know, like I said, Dave's involved with the show. He wants to put, like, a live action Ahsoka in it. That's his, you know, Ahsoka is his baby. If he's gonna finish her off, he's gonna do it in a live action show. And as far as everybody else, I don't really know. Like, nobody knows, you know.
Yeah, the world may.
But that's just what I think.
Yeah, the world may never know. Like, that's. But do you get what I'm saying?
The world is the worst thing. Yeah, that's a good job.
But do you get what I was saying, though? Did my thing make sense?
Yeah, it did. Yeah, it definitely makes sense. Like, I get you.
Thanks, Supreme. Appreciate the love. Appreciate the love, man. But Supreme, I think we got to end now. You know, that was the final question, and we both answered it to the fullest. So where can anybody find you on social media?
Well, first and foremost, you can find me on Instagram at DarthHater23. On YouTube, you can check out my YouTube contents. Same thing, DarthHater23 on YouTube. And then I'm also on Twitter, DarthHater23.
All right, guys, you go follow that, and I'm going to follow him on Twitter. I have not followed him. I subscribed. I'm a subscriber now. He follows me on Instagram. So beat that, guys. Like, you're just going to follow him. I'm actually being followed by him. Like, he's watching my stories. Like, get that. Get that in your heads. But you guys can follow me at Chris Scavoli, _ Scavoli, at Instagram. On Twitter, you can follow The Scavoli Show. On Facebook, Chris Scavoli, for all those old people out there that don't have social media. You have Facebook for some odd reason. You can follow me on there. Add me as a friend. You know, I like to be requested. Just don't send anything inappropriate, you old people, because I know how you old people work. You get some young people in there and you tie them all up. I know. I know. But Supreme Dupree, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate you so much.
Thanks for having me, man. It was a pleasure.
Thank you. I'm so happy that you had a good time. And, you know, guys, wash your bowls, wash everything before you get corona. We don't want you to get corona. Be safe, guys. You're listening to The Scavoli Show. I'm your host, Chris Scavoli. And today we had Supreme Dupree on the show, which we love. We support him. Check him out at his next Comic-Con, Star Wars Celebration, which is not going to be till next year. But check his Instagram page. Check him out. He's a great guy to be with and just talk to, because he's an awesome person. Thank you, Supreme Dupree. I'll talk to you right now because I'm FaceTiming you.
All right, man.
Catch you. Good night, everybody. We love you. Bye.